This week we're going to talk about antivirus, which comes up from time to time on the PC Workshop, but is not a subject I've actually covered for quite a while now. Now, I'm often asked the question, what is the best internet security? And there's one simple answer to that one: common sense. Now, I'm sorry if that sounds really glib, but the simple fact of the matter is internet security will not protect you if you act in a foolish way. For many people, if you apply the common sense approach of if it doesn't look right, then it probably isn't, along with an internet security program, then you should be fine. Now, for many people who use the common sense approach, one of the free antivirus programs should be fine. The free list is headed, as always, by Avast, followed by AVG, Bitdefender, and then Panda Free Antivirus. They're not necessarily in that order, depending upon which review you are reading. I am not a great fan of Avast, as it's far too complicated for the average user. It is a very good program, I hasten to add, but as I said, for your day-to-day user, it is a little bit over the top. AVG free and Bitdefender free make a good choice for most users. Though recently, AVG have made it quite complicated to get their free product as they push their paid-for product very hard during the installation process. So be aware of that one and make sure you're reading the instructions on the screen. For those less confident in their ability to spot something dodgy, you should really look at installing a paid-for antivirus or internet security package. Now, there's a subtle difference between the two, as one does just antivirus and the other has additional features which help keep your PC running on a day-to-day basis. The paid-for antivirus is headed by Bitdefender and Kaspersky, while the internet security packages is actually headed by Norton, followed by Bitdefender, the equivalents of Bitdefender and Kaspersky. Now, again, I have to stress that these packages will not give you a license to run around the internet blindly clicking on everything and anything that you can find. This does include emails. If you do not behave responsibly, then these packages will minimize the risk and the issues that you might experience, but they will not necessarily eradicate them. At this point, I should point out that it's not a solution to simply install several of the programs to increase your level of protection. Running multiple security packages on your computer or laptop can actually prove to be a recipe for disaster, as the software spends most of its time fighting over the who is in charge, forgetting, of course, to protect you and keep you safe on the internet. So, acknowledge your ability level and then install an antivirus package or internet security package to suit you. Now, just because you have it, it does not mean you can forget about it. You must, and I do mean you must, don't just assume these things, you must check from time to time to ensure that it's up to date. That isn't often complicated. There's a shortcut on the desktop. Double click on it, it'll open up and it'll stare you in the face and say whether it's up to date or not. Check to see if it's scanning the computer. You can do this by checking the logs. Again, staring at that page that comes up when you double click on the icon, you will see something there that will give you an idea of where to go. If it has found something and it pops up and gives you a message that it's found something, then just take the guidance. Do what it says you know it suggests it should do. Don't start trying to outwit it and go, no, I think we should do this. No, just do what the program says. Final thing to mention on antivirus is that everything you encounter on the internet that you consider bad may not be a virus. Now, this may be a program that suggests you need new drivers. It just wants you to pay to install the full version, which won't help you in any way, but it makes it look really easy and really good to do these things. But nothing good will come of it. It's to be avoided. The maintenance software that promises to speed up your computer and just pay a few more dollars and it'll do it even better. The reality of it is, in our experience, is that these actually slow your computer down. And you will also then see notes about a security piece of software that's popped up from nowhere and claims it's amazing and you've never heard of it, and quite frankly you shouldn't be paying for it if you've never heard of it. Now, I mentioned these are examples of what we call adware or scamware, the name's a bit of a giveaway there, which your antivirus won't necessarily deal with, because this stuff is annoying. It is not necessarily dangerous, it is annoying. So again, just keep that common sense approach to hand and don't go on the internet without an internet security. If you'd like to listen to this again or know of somebody who might like to listen to it, then it can be picked up from the Listen Again section on the website, which is tonefm.co.uk.